This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
The Food and Drug Administration is considering a proposal that would restrict access to some common painkillers to curb abuse. More than 16,000 people overdosed on drugs like OxyContin in 2010. As Dan Gorenstein reports from the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, the FDA is starting to get tough on painkillers.
The Food and Drug Administration has challenged the drug industry. Build a painkiller that's harder to abuse.
The federal government is going to be a player as never before in this market.
Harvard professor Dan Carpenter has written a book on the FDA. Historically, the agency approved drugs and didn't meddle after that. It's different with painkillers.
The federal government is actively shaping the way in which the drug is consumed.
Here's what the FDA wants. New drug formulations that make it very hard to get high, like pain pills you can't crush into a powder to shoot or snort, and more rigorous independent testing. The FDA is wading into the marketplace because addiction to painkillers both prescribed and taken illegally is soaring. IHS analyst Gustav Ando says the FDA is dangling a sweet carrot.
The rewards here are pretty big.
If a manufacturer comes up with a tamper-proof drug, the FDA will label it proven to reduce abuse, which could lead to more prescriptions, or as Ando says, gold.
Pharma companies really go where the money is, and providing the next generation painkiller, you can't ask for much more than that.
Right now, the painkiller market is dominated by generics. A new safer pill would let Big Pharma grab a chunk of that back. Again, Harvard's Dan Carpenter.
This is one of these ironic circumstances in which the big line companies will actually do better even though they're being heavily regulated.
Philadelphia doctor Aviva Fort treats opioid addicts. She likes the idea of a safer painkiller, but there are trade-offs.
They'll get a cheaper, easier drug, which generally is heroin. And the ramifications of that are it's not produced by a pharmaceutical company. You don't know what the doses are. You don't know what's in it.
Foyer points out the new generation of pills, if developed, are still dangerously addictive. That's why the doctor says the solution has to be more than yet another pill, albeit one that's harder to abuse. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.